In May of 2018, Sabrina Headley was arrested in Riverview, Florida, after she shot her husband during one of their many arguments. Her husband would not survive his gunshot wound. Sabrina was unaware that her husband was dead, so she agreed to talk with the police and give her version of events.
I'm Detective Royal. This is Detective Blair, okay? We'd like to do another interview with you. I know you've already spoken to some people. So from what I've been told, a deputy on scene had spoken to you and already read you your Miranda rights. Is that correct?
He did.
Okay. And I have a piece of paper as well that I would like to read to you. It's going to be the same Miranda rights. Just we're going to go over the same thing. We're kind of going to do the same steps before we get started.
The detectives were made aware that Sabrina and her husband had been drinking heavily during the incident, so they must make sure that she is no longer intoxicated and she is coherent enough to answer their questions.
And from what I was told, you had been drinking some alcohol earlier, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still feel like you're under the influence?
A little bit, but I can answer your questions.
Okay. What is the, before we, just so I can get a kind of a baseline, about what's the last time you had an alcoholic beverage?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm probably about, I don't even know what time it was.
Okay.
10:30-ish, okay. I guess.
Okay.
What did you drink?
Me and my friend, we finished off like a whole bottle of vodka.
Okay. Do you feel impaired right now?
No, I'm fine.
You understand everything we're asking?
I know everything you're asking.
Okay. You feel like you can answer questions and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to read, this is a consent to be interviewed form.
Okay.
Okay. And basically it's going to say I because it's referring to you, and I'm going to have you sign it and check, and we're going to go line by line. Okay?
Mm-hmm. After signing the paperwork, Sabrina wants to know if her husband is okay. The detectives know he is dead, but they don't want Sabrina to know this because it could impact her decision to talk with them.
You can just hold on to the paper.
I just want to know. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll get through that. We don't quite have that answer yet, so once we hopefully finish up, we'll have an answer for you, okay? So I know we were talking, and you said that it's been a few hours since you had a few drinks. You and a friend had drank.
Yes.
A bottle of vodka. Kind of take me through your day today. What were you?
It was Friday. We just got back from a cruise.
You got back today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were both kind of sick on. We got back and we were just kind of chilling around the house. It was a nice day. Then my friend came over and she wanted to stay and drink, and I was tired. It was the day.
Who was at your house with you? Who's your friend?
My friend Laura came over. Well, I'm from days during the week, I usually watch her kids after school, so her kids come over. So she came over to pick up her kids, and then she didn't want to go home for whatever reason, so I cooked dinner, and we stayed and we hung out. I didn't really want to drink, but she likes to drink, and drink, so we drank.
Okay, and where were you?
In my house.
In your house?
Yeah.
Okay. I see you had a bathing suit on. You have a pool?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who else was at the house with you guys?
My dad.
And what's your dad's name? So you guys are enjoying your time back from the cruise. You're having a few drinks. Kind of what happens from there? Everyone's having a good time?
Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah. I think we're having a good time. I've been hit in the head so many times, so I really don't remember things. This is sucks.
Say it again. What happened?
I said I've been hit in the head so many times that I don't remember things.
When were you hit in the head?
Oh, car accidents, whatnot. I almost died here recently. But I don't know. It was a good night. I thought it was a good night. He's so mean all the time.
Explain that to me. What do you mean he's mean to you?
He's mean all the time. I don't want to talk bad about him.
Okay. Don't think of it as they're talking bad about him. We're just trying to find out a story. Mm-hmm. So obviously we're here.
He was just, tonight he was just mean to my dad.
Okay.
And he's very strong. He's in the army. I was in the Marine Corps. He's very strong. Mm-hmm. And he was mean to me to my dad. And he can get like that sometimes. I mean, he gets mad over the ceiling fan being on because God knows that's gonna hurt your throat. Or he'll get mad because you made a grilled cheese because God knows that's processed cheese.
He
gets mad over everything. He gets mad over everything. You walk on eggshells, but I love my.
Of course.
But I can't really be mean to my dad.
What happened between him and your dad today?
Sabrina's husband and her father were both involved in an altercation with each other the night the shooting took place. They already have an idea of what happened because they interviewed Sabrina's father. Let's take a look at that interview before we get back to Sabrina's interrogation.
We had an altercation, I want to say maybe a month ago, could have been 2 weeks. It didn't come to anything, just kind of some words. He doesn't like me, I don't like him. But
what was that about? If you can recall.
A grilled cheese sandwich. I was making a grilled cheese sandwich for my granddaughter, and he started just going off on me that I was giving her bad food, and he looked in the refrigerator, and you know, he started pulling out lunch meat and said it was all bad, and I don't shop for groceries, so, you know, I don't even, it's not even my thing, so. My daughter does the grocery shopping, but he just doesn't like me, and so he kind of looks for an excuse to start a fight. Okay. And tonight, you know, I hear all this ruckus going on, doors slamming and yelling, and Laura, she came, I was back in the bedroom, I wasn't out anywhere, and she came up and she had tears in her eyes and she was crying and she just said, he's an ass.
And this is Laura.
Yeah, she, and you know, and she grabbed her child and took her home because she was gonna spend the night. But something happened outside that I didn't know anything about. And so I decided to come out of the bedroom and I go out in the living room and Laura and Sabrina's outside. And he's standing in the doorway with his arm like this, you know, like nobody can go in or out.
Of the front door?
Yes.
Okay.
With the door open. And then, you know, I'm looking around and he just turns around and then he says, well, what are you going to do? You know, what do you want? I say, hey, I just come out here and see what's going on. There's a lot of noise. And he goes, I think we need to do something. I think we think alike. I don't know what you mean. And then I could tell he was getting agitated and he's getting ready to do something. And, you know, so I'm kind of backing up because he's a big guy. And so then my daughter, she comes in the house and she says, Dad, get out of here. Just go in the room. Go in the room. So I'm slowly leaving the living room and I'm making my way back to the bedroom and he's following me. Well, when I get to the bedroom, I go in there and I shut the door. And then he bangs the door open And he comes in there and he says, "We think alike." And I'm like, "What's wrong, man? You're out of control. What are you doing?" And then just out of the blue, he sucker punches me. So I get up, you know, I'm seeing stars. And he's like, "Well, what are you going to do? Come on." And he sucker punches me again. And then he jumps on my back and starts choking me. And then all of a sudden, you just quit and you got back up. And then he hauled off and hit me again. By that time, Sabrina comes back in the bedroom. And she was hot. And, you know, she's trying to get him out of the room, get him out. And he's kind of him hauling around. And she's smacking him, trying to get him out. And then he smacks her. And then they kind of calm down for a minute. I mean, they're just, you know, not really calm, but they're not yelling at each other or anything. And they walk out. Next thing I know, I hear a pop.
Let's see what Sabrina has to say about what happened.
There's like little snippets that I remember and some that I don't, and I don't know. And I must have been fighting because, and I do remember my dad being there and me telling my dad to go away and telling me that my dad and him would never be right again because I kept telling him to go, just apologize, just go apologize.
What happened when you were telling him to apologize?
I just kept grabbing him and telling him to say he was sorry, and he just kept saying that he couldn't, that there was nothing he could do, that this strain between him and my dad was done.
Then what happened?
I don't know. We were in my room. I know that. I don't know where the gun came from. I didn't get it out. It was on my bed. I didn't put it there.
Okay.
It must have been something he got out. For what reason? I don't know.
Okay.
But I know how he can be.
So the gun is on the bed. What happened?
I just grabbed it.
Okay.
And I know I pointed it at him.
Did you say anything to him?
I know I just held it there.
And then what happened?
And then I think he came at me a little bit, maybe to get it. Which was stupid.
What happened when he came at you to get it?
I shot him.
Sabrina just admitted to shooting her husband, but the question is, was it self-defense? She claims that he came at her, but only in an attempt to grab the weapon. If Sabrina was not in fear for her life, and she was not being attacked, she could be charged with second-degree murder.
I don't know what he was thinking. Sometimes he thinks he's just so much better than me or something. It's like, I was in the military too. I know how to handle a damn weapon.
Where did you shoot him?
Center of his body.
Okay, what happened then?
I just wanted to slow him down. And then I don't know, I think it just hit me that I shot him, and he just looked at me and he said, "What did you do?"
He said that to you?
"Why did you do this?" And then I just...
Then what happened?
And try to stop the blood.
Okay. Was there any type of physical altercation between you?
Yeah, but not like to a point of like him punching me or something, because I'd be knocked out if he did.
So what kind of physical altercation was there then? Was it just verbal?
This is the problem, is that I can't remember. I know that I remember getting out of the backyard, and I remember running down the street, and I remember him getting me.
When was this?
And then pulling me back into the house tonight. then I remember getting back out again and hiding behind a car. I remember that.
Was your friend Laura there when all this happened?
I don't know. I remember seeing her leave my house with her kid.
When you guys go into the bedroom, you went into the bedroom with him willingly to try to get him to apologize or what?
Yes.
Okay, he didn't drag you into the bedroom, did he?
No.
Have you guys fought with each other before physically?
Yeah.
When was the last time?
I don't know. We've argued quite a few times.
Okay, I'm not talking about arguing. I'm talking about, have you guys ever gotten into a boxing match with each other?
Yeah, but he likes to blame that all on me. He says it's my fault. It's not my fault. I don't know if you're married. But sometimes you just want to talk to your stupid. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just want to tell him stuff. And he just wants to fucking walk away. You just want to talk to him.
Yeah, some people aren't good about listening.
No, he's not. He's not at all.
So tonight when you're in the bedroom, were you guys fighting with each other? You were arguing, obviously.
Yeah, but I wish I could remember it all. I had to have been at a point. I would not have done that. I would not have shot if there was not a reason for it.
Well, could have been just sick of him trying to walk away.
No, I wouldn't have shot him for walking away. I keyed his car for walking away.
Okay.
I cut the dog leads for walking away.
It appears that Sabrina is a very vengeful person. By telling the detectives that she would key her husband's car as punishment for walking away from her, it shows them that shooting her husband was most likely done as a form of revenge.
He'll always push me away, and I always hold him, and I always give him kisses as he's pushing me away, and I try to make the situation right every time. Always do that.
Is that what you were trying to do tonight with between he and your dad?
Yeah. I always do that. Because I want things to be right. My dad hates me. And just because he's not a Christian, he hates him. It's like, okay.
Okay.
But I love that stupid man. And he is an ass. He really is an ass.
So the last time that you were talking about when you said you've been hit in the head, the last time you were hit in the head was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago?
2 years ago.
Okay. So that's not something that happened tonight?
No.
Okay.
You said that was from a car accident?
Oh, I did get hit with a car accident. That was in December. I got hit in my mail truck delivering the mail. I got medevaced to the Tampa, but no. Just did a leg sweep and knocked my head to the concrete.
What was that?
A couple of years, 2 years ago.
Police involved?
No, I just went to the VA and told them I fell down.
Has there been any type of police involvement, any of the domestic issues between you?
No, there should have been, but no.
But between the car accident and you falling and hitting your head, is there any medical diagnosis that they've given you that's wrong, or you just hit your head and they sent you on your way? Do you have anything physically wrong with you?
No, I've had concussions. Okay. I don't know. Need to see the doctor again about certain things.
So you're not currently under any type of medical care because of these past falls or hits or whatever?
Do you work? Do you work?
Yes.
Where do you work?
Parish Mail, Parish Post Office.
Okay. And Manatee?
Yeah, I am typically the breadwinner of the house. I think that's what gets at me more. I work my butt off and I pay for everything. And then I have to be told how to do everything.
And then he's gone, and he's here, and he's gone, and...
He's gone, and then he's here, and then when he's here, he tells me, you can't leave the garage door open. Or kids can't have friends over to play. Or why are people walking in the house with shoes on? And it's not like a normal telling them, hey, you can't do this. It's a...
It's more like a drill sergeant?
Yeah. You live on edge, and I can't...
Sabrina claims that she loved her husband, but he was a very difficult person to live with. Based on her story, she has spent many years involved in a very abusive relationship. Eventually, everything would come to a head one night while she drank a bottle of vodka.
He'll only eat chicken. Chicken breast. That's all he'll eat.
Okay.
Did I cook it? I do everything right. That'd make everything right.
And he just can't be pleased.
No.
Is there a certain set of rules that apply?
I mean, shoot, if I kiss him and I use my tongue, it's why are you doing that? Because that's how you kiss a person.
Is there a certain set of rules that are in the house when he's there and a certain set of rules when he's not there?
Kinda.
Okay. So there's turmoil, obviously, when he's home.
Yeah, I mean, well, when he's not there, I just have a good time. I mean, yeah, I'll yell at the girls if they're doing something wrong. I mean, but all my girls are straight-A students. They're good kids. You know, if they're not doing something right, I'll yell at them if they're doing it wrong. But no, when he comes home, it's just... He's all this third-party person, you know, you can't... My dad just... Why do the girls want to sleep beside your dad? Because he's their grandfather.
The detectives believe that what Sabrina did was not self-defense. But what about her husband's assault on her father? They have to make sure that Sabrina did not pull the trigger in an attempt to protect her father.
So is that the point that you start telling him that you want him to be nicer to you?
Yeah, just... We've been drinking. Apologize. You know, he'll understand that you're just being an ass. My dad knows your ass. He already hates your guts, so it's not a big deal. Just say, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean for it to go like this. But he will not apologize. He won't even apologize to me if he does something wrong.
How long were you guys in the bedroom discussing this apology?
I don't know, a little bit of time, I guess.
5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, something else?
Yeah, maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. And what was he saying?
Oh, just that there's no reason to apologize because my dad will never forgive him. And they crossed a point that they'll never be able to get back from. One of those kind of things.
How far away are you guys at this point from each other? Are you touching each other or are you staying on?
At that point, we were touching each other. I was holding. I was trying to hold him anyway.
So you don't have the gun in your hand at that time?
No. Okay. Holding.
Like hugging him?
Yeah.
Like chest to chest?
Well, kind of, but whenever you try to hug him and he's in a pissy mood, he always pushes you.
Okay.
So you're trying to...
Yeah, I'm trying to fix the situation.
And then what happens?
I don't know. I just went to walk to the other side of the bed. My bathroom's over here, so you got your room. You got a huge bed, so I was able to go around it. And that's where I was just going to sit down.
What was he saying at this point?
Nothing. And then when I sat down, there was the gun was right there.
Did you sit down and then stand back up?
It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't even sit down. I just looked. It was right there. On the bed.
Which gun was it? Do you know?
Was it a semi-automatic revolver?
No, it was little. I had to cock it, obviously. But I don't know if it was a big one or a little one.
So it was not loaded?
No, it could be loaded. I have kids in the house.
Is there a magazine in it?
Yes.
Okay, just not one in the chamber?
Right.
You know your way around guns.
Yes, I do.
You made the comment you're part military and you know how to handle a gun.
No, no, we don't leave them. I mean, we have the magazine in, I know that. But the thing is I don't know why that was there.
Where do you usually keep it?
Well, we can get to that. I just want to get, so you see the gun, your daughter's sleeping, you're on one side of the bed, on another side of the bed?
Yeah, and Amor just picked it up. He was up by the bathroom.
By the bathroom?
Okay.
And so you pick up
the... Yeah, it was probably the distance of this wall to that wall.
Okay. All right.
And the bed's in between?
Yes.
Okay.
And you pick up the gun, and what do you say?
I didn't say anything.
What did he say?
I think he was just probably quiet at the time.
Okay.
And that's when I loaded it.
When you say you loaded it?
I just parked it back.
Did he say anything?
No, he was silent then.
Okay. So where were you at when you shot him?
Some distance.
Still on the other side of the bed?
Yeah, on the other side of the bed, I guess. I don't know how that one opened. I don't remember. But I know I was on the side. I didn't go walking towards him.
So you stayed on that side of the bed?
If I would have walked towards him, he would have been able to take it from me and he would have shot me.
Had he pointed the gun at you?
No, but I'm not stupid. Strong.
Okay. So he didn't point the gun at you?
No.
Okay. So you don't...
I just don't know why it was out. And I don't know why it was where it was. Because that's not even where it belongs. So if he did get it out, he should have put it where it belongs. It shouldn't have been right there.
What,
But he just always feels like he can just keep pushing on me. He just can do it all the time.
When you say pushing, you mean physically or you mean emotionally?
Emotionally. He can just do it all the time. And I'm always telling him, it's like, you gotta stop. I mean, like, we were having a decent time. But he does have that way of just, like, you're having a decent time and then he can just flip on you.
When you say flip, you're talking about his attitude?
Yeah, it'll okay. just change. It's like the other day I cooked like this roast beef. I cooked and I sat there for like all day long and I cooked. And then it was time to eat it. And my dad literally went to get some potatoes out and he touched one of them with his fingers. So God knows that's a fucking sin. So like all pouty, like, oh, your dad touched, did he wash his hands? And it's like, oh my God, yeah, my dad washed his hands, but there's a damn spoon. But then he couldn't eat it. It's like, why can you not eat? Like, I cooked all day long. Like, made an apple pie. Like, cause that's how I cook every day. So it's like, why can't you eat? Did you not even think to cut the fat off of it? I'm like, really? I did cut the fat off. It's just how he is.
And he just is unhappy all the time.
He always has to find something. He always has to find something. It doesn't matter. You could turn on music and it's like, oh, why are you listening to that? Or like I said, you can kiss him and use your tongue and it's like, why would you do that? Why are you acting like this? You're acting like, because that's what normal people do. Or why do you do, it's always something. Or have you played with the dogs today? It's always with the damn dogs. It's always something.
Before the interview comes to an end, the detectives want to know what was going through Sabrina's mind as she was pointing the gun at her husband. At this point, Sabrina decides to let loose and vent how she really feels.
Were you thinking,
this is why? Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Does everything have to be drama? And he says it's me, and it really isn't me. I'm like the most easygoing person. I will literally run his bath and I will wash him, and then he's gonna have bubbles and he's gonna have baby oil, and I take care of him and I give him little facials and I shave his fucking head and I do all those things for him. I do. I take care of that man. He gets extra special relaxation time, which that is just getting a but I do that every damn night. And I'll be there for like a fucking hour. And I do this stuff every single day. He gets food, he gets bath, he gets that. I do everything. I clean everything. And I'm the one that works. And I do everything. And right now, the only reason why he's working right now is because one of our dogs got fucking diabetes. And he got some money on his credit card that he wanted to pay off. So he took a job to go do that. That's what he did. So he can pay off his bills and his motorcycle that he bought. None of that had to do with me. It all has to do with him. But everything I do has to do with me and my family and him. I take care of everything. But then it's like, you know, the little girls have someone over to play. Oh, this is too many people over here. Why aren't they coming in the house? They can play outside. It's raining outside. Well, they can play outside. It's like, it's always something. Always something. You're gonna wear that today? Yeah, I thought I looked nice in what I was wearing. Well, I really would have thought you would have worn a dress. Okay, do you want me to change? I don't know. I hated guys my entire fucking life. What a sorry, but a waste of time. And I finally fall in love with one, and this is how it is.
Before they tell Sabrina that her husband is dead, they want to establish one last time that what she told them she remembers clearly, and she was not being attacked.
It's like, why couldn't you just say I'm sorry? Or I'll apologize. Why can't people do that? Why can't people just admit they're wrong?
Well, I want to make sure that I'm correct on all this real quick. You pulled the gun out, you pointed at him, you intended to shoot him. He didn't have anything in his hands. Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Sabrina, is that a yes? Like yes?
Yeah, I guess yes. I guess that's what happened. Well,
that's what you told us would happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I believe would have happened.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I drink, so I really like spots of it are very not there. They're not there.
Is this part clear though?
This part that I'm telling you, yeah.
Everything you told us is clear. Okay. Sabrina's dead.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. And died at the hospital.
Lying, right?
No, ma'am.
We wouldn't lie about that.
That's why I stepped out.
Please, you're lying. Can I don't care about handcuffs. Can I please see him?
At this point, we can't. We can't let you see him. And I'll tell you that has nothing to do with you being here. That has everything to do with those are the rules of the medical examiner. Mm-hmm. He's gonna have to go to the medical examiner's first. So that's not necessarily our rules. It's just something we can't until they do the autopsy. They don't let the family see or anything like that.
He's really dead.
Yes, ma'am. He's really dead.
No, it's not. No, it's not. He's touched it.
This is what we're going to do at this point. Okay?
No, he can't
be dead. This is Sabrina. This is what we're going to do at this point. We're gonna walk you next door where you came into. You're gonna sit in there for a little bit, okay? And from there, we'll go from there, okay?
No, I can't be dead. No, I can't be dead. No, I no, I can't be.
He is.
No.
Let's go next door.
Let's go next door. Okay.
Sabrina was charged with second-degree murder, but eventually the charges would be dropped. Prosecution believed that after years of abuse, Sabrina really believed that her life was in danger, and she acted in self-defense.
I most definitely thought I was going to die. I would never have in my entire life defended myself for no reason. I'm still a little overwhelmed by everything because while this is something I wish I never had happened, I'm really glad that I'm getting my life back.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on this case. Was Sabrina justified in what she did, or was shooting her husband just another way to get back at him?